Hey guys, this is Vijay Gautam. I am host of the podcast called The Inspiring Talk, a podcast mentor and co-founder of a podcast production company, WYN Studio. I'm based in Delhi. So good to be here with Anuj and Deepika. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, Vijay, for your time, for your precious time. It's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you in our podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
No, it's an absolute honor to be on your show. You know, I keep seeing the post of you both, and I love the way you guys, you know, put the kind of love and kind of work that you put in, you know, producing this podcast out, and all the good work that you are doing. So I've been following for a while. It's just so awesome and so glad to be here. So I'm based in Delhi. I'm originally from Nepal, where you guys are also from. So I'm based in Delhi. I have been here for almost 9 years now. Wow, it's already been 9 years. So yeah.
9 years. And how are you holding up with this lockdown, especially in India?
I would say it hasn't affected a lot. And I think a lot of people are, you know, wanting to say, hey, you know what, I want to go out, I want to do this and stuff. But for me, I'm really not, I haven't, you know, felt anything per se until the last, I would say, you know, few days, because I normally am not such a outgoing person. I don't have to go out and do all of this stuff. I'm quite happy being on my work table and doing my stuff. So for the majority of the part of this entire lockdown situation, I have never thought even once for saying that, you know what, I wish I could go out, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. But I'm happy being on my table, and I've never been as productive as, you know, I have been in the past couple of months. So it's great.
You run and produce your podcast, The Inspiring Talk, which is one of the most downloaded or listened podcasts right now in India. Whenever we Google a top 10 podcast in India, The Inspiring Talk always comes, you know, under 10, which is really good. And the interesting thing is, you started your podcast just like fairly 3 years ago in 2017, right? How come you skyrocketed?
So I think, even if I started in 2017, you know, podcasting in US by then was already raised. A lot of people in Europe and US was doing a lot of podcasts and creating a ton of them. But in India, it was, you know, fairly a new idea when I started in 2017. Not so many podcasters were there. And mine was possibly one of the very, very few and first podcast on personal transformation. That's the topic of my podcast, where I chat with people about their journey and get valuable insights for my listener on their life and the personal transformation. So it was probably one of the, you know, early podcasts that I did on that topic. And there was definitely need for that content when I started in 2017. And, you know, personal transformation or self-help is a genre in itself. You know, it attracts a lot of people, and that's that gets a lot of audience. But I think I would say, you know, I had that advantage of being an early mover. So because, you know, the audience kept growing and there was not so many options out there for people. And when they saw, okay, here's some guy who's doing the Inspiring Talk podcast, and I think, and eventually, you know, I think I got better at whether interviewing people or whether getting the right kind of guest or asking right questions and, you know, just getting constant feedback from the audience saying that, hey, you know, what should you like to hear more? And every time somebody sent me a message saying that, hey, BJ, I love your podcast. And thank you so much, but here's a quick form. Can you quickly let me know, you know, what do you like, what you'd like to hear more? And, you know, any feedback that you have for the show. So I think, yeah, I mean, I you can say, you know, because I was an early mover, that's how I think I would say, you know, I was able to get listeners, the kind of listeners that I have at the moment.
When you initially set out on the journey of podcasting with The Inspiring Talk, how easy was it to approach the guests that you wanted to interview in the podcast?
Maybe difficult is the right word.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a lot of learning and, you know, a lot of trying and, you know, a lot of experimentation with different ways to reach out to the guests. So, but having said that, I think one of the biggest realizations that I have right now is, as a podcaster, we try to limit ourselves already, you know, telling ourselves on our head, saying that, oh, this guy anyways is going to say no, so I don't bother sending that email. So that's, I think, is the biggest lesson for me, saying that, hey, you know what, even if you feel that the person might not, you know, get back to you, send that email anyways. So see how it goes, you know, reach out to the person anyways, and you don't know, you never know if that person's going to come back. So I think that's the biggest lesson that I had. But when I was starting out in the beginning, so I literally started by going on my Facebook, and I think I had 1,000 people on my Facebook list, and made the list of, I mean, I just said, okay, let me go through this 1,000 people list on my Facebook and see how many people are on my list whom I can possibly interview on my podcast. And I think I came out with 5 names out of the 1,000 list, saying that, okay, these are the 5 people whom I can interview on my podcast. So that's the list that I started out. And after that, I reached out through, you know, email and stuff. But again, the interesting thing here is, because podcast was new in India, so when I told them, hey, you know what, this is one of the very, you know, few podcasts on personal transformation in India, and a lot of my guests who were based in India, whom I interviewed, they have never been interviewed on the podcast. So that also kept them saying that, wow, this looks like a new medium, and I want to jump on, and, you know, I want to be guest on the show. So I think that also helped a lot in getting the initial set of guests for my podcast. But to get like really, really popular guests on the show, I think it's constant learning and understanding of, hey, how can I add value to the guest life? And hey, how can I, you know, ensure that what they truly believe in is something that I can, you know, go and pitch to them, and saying that, hey, you know what, this is exactly what I'm trying to do, and this is something that you deeply care about. And then, you know, making that match between what they deeply care and you know what I'm trying to do here at the show. So I think that is one of the great lessons that I have had, you know, when it comes to having the guests on the podcast.
Vijay, I remember listening to one of your episodes where you described one incident where you recorded yourself as if you were a BBC news anchor, and then you played that tape to one of your teachers, and your teacher thought it was actually the anchor from BBC. So in a sense, you always wanted to be a radio journalist, a radio anchor, but you really never thought of pursuing it as a career, right?
I was a fan of the way BBC would bring the news, and I know you guys know Surendra Fuyal, right? And the way he would read the news, and I don't know if I can use, your audience would understand, but there's a particular way that he would say, yo, BBC Nepali Shawaho. Surendra Fuyalko Namaskar. So this used to be the, you know, kind of a tone that he would use. And then I would read the news on the same way, and I would even say that, you know, this is Surendra Fuyal and whatever. And then I recorded it on my phone, and I was in Kathmandu, you know, at my hostel. I was preparing for my college entrance, and you know, I just picked the newspaper, I just read the news and went to the hostel ward and saying that, hey, why don't you go and listen to the news? It's just BBC news. And he just goes and keep listening for more than 2 minutes. And I'm like, what are you listening? And he says, am I not supposed to listen to the news? This is the news from BBC. And I'm like, no, that's my voice. So, so yeah, I mean, that's that was, so I was very, very, you know, fascinated by the voice and radio and stuff. And I always wanted to, you know, be ours. And even at one point of time, I have given trial for the radio. I created this, you know, idea of a program, and I went to a local radio station saying that, hey, this is my idea and I want to become a RJ. And I had no formal training or whatever. And that was a new radio station opening up, but they never selected me and never let me know why not. But but yeah, so I'm glad that that did not happen, because I mean, I would have restricted, you know, to the small location, the small set of audience. Yeah. But now with the podcast, you can literally reach out to anyone in the world. Yeah. So,
and then now, right before you started the Inspiring Talk podcast in 2017, what exactly were you doing? Were you studying, or what was your profession back then?
Yeah, so I was working as a research scientist for a pharmaceutical company. Now, first year at my job, I was really, really excited. And I said, wow, this is just awesome. And 1.5 years, I realized, damn, this is not something that I wanted to do with my life. I was winning all the races. I was getting all these accolades and accomplishments. But unfortunately, this is not what I want to do in my life. And when that frustration started happening, that's when, that's the whole story. That's when, I started, figuring out what is it that I want to do next in my life. And I had no other skill than becoming a research scientist. So, and then, that's how I got into podcasting, where I said, okay, I don't know what I want to do in my life, but I would like to first probably learn from people and ask them, hey, how did you figure out what you wanted to do in your life? How did you figure out you wanted to start a company? How did you figure out that you wanted to write a book? Or how did you figure out you wanted to climb Mount Everest, right? So all sort of people. And when I had that question, maybe, just maybe by interviewing these people, I would find my own blueprint for the success. So, and I started writing, email and started getting people on the podcast and started interviewing them, and I started learning a lot from them. So I think that that's a kind of a journey for me, where the entire journey and how I got into podcasting and what I was doing before I started the Inspiring Talk.
Right. Wow. And Bijay, we have been quite following you for at least a year, and we have seen you, hosting a podcast workshops even in Nepal, yeah, which was organized by one of the famous podcasters in Nepal, Savina, which was also organized by American Embassy in Nepal. Now, tell me, is podcasting your full time career right now?
Yes, for me, it's full time now. I do podcasts. I do another podcast as well. It's called Podcast Unfiltered. That's the show where I chat with fellow podcasters. I do a bit of a podcast coaching and consulting, and train people on, starting podcasts, as you have mentioned. I conduct workshops and training, online program, and so on and so forth. We have started, as I mentioned in my introduction, we have started a company called WYN Studio, which has got nothing to do with WNYC. WYN stands for What's Your Narrative? WYN. So we believe that every brand or every individual has the story and the narrative, and the power within themselves. So the idea is to help them bring those narratives out to the world. So we, produce podcasts for the brands, and we also create our own original podcast as well. So that's pretty much what my life revolves around, these three key areas. So one is doing my own podcast, teaching bit, and conducting workshops and so on and so forth, and running Wine Studio along with my co-founder, where we do some crazy stuff and try and put some interesting shows out there. So yeah,
right. And Bijay, we recently had a news about Spotify, which is one of the giant streaming audio service globally. They just had Joe Rogan over 100 million deal to be exclusively on Spotify, which is a great news for podcasters like us. But is that really happening in South Asian countries like Nepal, India, Bangladesh? Is it real to imagine those kind of success?
I think the interesting thing to see here is that happened after like Joe Rogan putting work day in and out for 15 years, right? So the podcast in India and even Nepal is like way behind where we are in at least in India right now, because Spotify is investing a lot here in India as well in getting new shows. Amazon Audible has launched a specific app only for India for podcasting. It's called Audible Suno. So Audible Suno is an app from Amazon. Which they don't. It's a podcast app, just like Spotify, but they have only original shows, where they have got the likes of Amitabh Bachchan to do podcast for them. So that's there, and also the local or the Indian podcast, Indian music streaming platforms like JioSaavn and Gaana, and a lot of other music streaming platforms are also now getting into podcasting. I don't think we are there yet, even for the 1 million deal to happen in podcasting. We have a long way to go. But the way the podcast has grown in the last 3 years, right? So when I started in 2017, I have never imagined the podcast would grow so fast. And, we would have so many people investing in podcasting as a medium in India at this pace, which is a very, very good sign that the medium is growing and it's getting a lot of attention. So, So yes, I think we will be there, but it's just a matter of time. Maybe, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take for us to reach to the level where podcast is going to be mainstream, because once that happens, I can definitely say that podcast is going to be like the biggest in the entire world here in India. The reason for that is obviously the population that India has got, right? So it's already like $6 billion industry in China. People are creating courses on audio and people are taking courses on audio, and it's like $6 billion industry already in China. So in India, when that adaptation from a lot of people who are yet to know what the heck a podcast is, and when that happens, and when a lot of people start listening to podcasts, and that happens by a lot of regional content that's happening in India right now. There are a lot of podcast platforms which specifically focus on regional languages, on the podcast in Hindi, Tamil, Marathi, Punjabi, you know, Telugu, and so on and so forth. So when this kind of content serves the larger mass, when that it serves a lot of people on the tier 2-3 cities of India. Now look at the way, you know, TikTok is here, and I'm not sure if you guys know the way TikTok has like exploded in India, because that app is available in I think 8 to 10 different languages in India. So if somebody is, you know, don't even know how to, you know, do anything else on the phone, like TikTok is in their native language. So they can browse, TikTok on, Hindi or Punjabi or Tamil or Telugu or whatever, right? So there are, I think, 8 to 10 languages. The entire interface of the TikTok is there, and then people are there. And similar thing is, I think, going to happen with podcast, because now technology bring down the, entry barrier when it comes to creating the podcast, like with the anchors of the world. Now it's super simple for you to, you know, start a podcast. And with the local language content, I think we are going to see the explosive growth of podcast in the next few years. But right now, I think we are in, just the beginning of, the podcast era in US. I won't say we are still at the 2014 when the serial happened. That is yet to happen here in India. So that once that happens, we are yet to have the serial in India, or even, you know, for that matter, in any South Asian country, for that matter. So when that happens, I think the medium will pick up, and it need not necessarily be a true crime. It could be anything that everybody wanna go and check the medium out and listen to the podcast. So but yeah, I'm so happy for the way the medium has grown in the past few years, as I've given some examples of the way all these mediums are getting into, and also where it is headed from, because I get to interact with a lot of these platforms in India, and it's really, really exciting.
And just a slight change in the topic. I personally am really interested to know from your personal experience and from your professional experience in this sector, what have you gained and what have you lost pursuing podcasting as a career?
Obviously, I asked the same question, at least the first part, but I haven't really thought about the second part of the question that you asked. So I think the biggest thing that I have gained is a lot of friends and like a network, right? And you guys understand this, right? Coming from one country and moving to another and knowing no one in that country, it's such a pain, right? And even though I am here for last 8 to 9 years, for the first 6 years of my entire career here was just my friends in the college and then my colleagues at my organization, and I barely had any network outside my my own professional whatever setup, right? So that network was something that I was hugely missing. And when I started doing this podcast, now when you do podcast, one, you get to meet a lot of interesting people every single week. You are sharing the mic with these very, very interesting people with very, very interesting stories and doing really cool things. So and that way your network expands like anything. And, you build that, you are essentially building that trust by getting that person on your show, right? It's nothing, but you are just building that trust. And when that happens, your network expands. So I think getting really, really interesting people on the show and you know, becoming friends with them and expanding my network, I would say, is the gain that I probably, you know, had the biggest gain, I would like to say, because I podcast, which otherwise would have never been possible. And when you have that kind of network, a lot of opportunity for you opens up, because now then you can say, hey, you know, now that you have built that trust with the person, then you, if you have some ideas to of collaboration with that person, it becomes much easier for you to go to that person with that collaboration idea rather than just sending that cold email saying that I would like to explore this idea of collaboration after you interview that person on your show. And that way, you know, I have opened a lot of doors of the collaboration with a lot of interesting people just because I podcast, just because I had them on my show as a guest. Now they trust me more than what they used to, or, you know, before I interviewed them. And then because of that, a lot of collaboration opportunities opens up. So that's like a huge, huge, huge gain, which I ask people to, you know, consider if they are doing podcast. A lot of people here, I'd like to highlight, make mistake when they do podcast is they interview the guest and then done. They never reach out to the guest and build that relationship with the guest and keep that communication loop open, which is a huge, huge mistake because it's really difficult to get people on your show. So once you have done that, once you have, you know, broken that ice by getting them on your show, you have already, you know, you have already taken care of the difficult part, which is to get them on the show. Now it's much easier for you to keep that communication going on and keep that conversation going on so that then potentially you can collaborate in one or the other project in the future. So I'm thinking about what would be the, what have I lost being into podcasting? I think, I mean, I really can't think about that because, I mean, I love this medium so much and all I have, you know, gotten from this. Yeah, okay, maybe, I don't know. I don't think it's, think this is a loss, but my dad would think this is a huge loss. So maybe I would wanna talk that. So I don't think that. So when I was working at, you know, at the job and like every other Nepalese parent, my dad wanted to go to the US for my master's and I had taken TOEFL and did really well. And I was in 2017 and I was preparing for GRE. You know, I had to go to the US for my master's in, you know, pharmacy. Okay. And that's the last thing that I wanted to do because the frustration at my job was increasing every single day. Okay. And then here, when I would go to the, you know, events, when I would do some of the, you know, be part of some of the trainings and so on and so forth on the personal transformation and inspiration bit, I would get like really, really, really excited. And you know, it was a constant pull between saying that, oh, because my parents want me to go to US, I would come back and, you know, start preparing for GRE. And then when I would go there, and why am I even doing the GRE? I mean, I think I could do this. I can have conversation with people and, you know, really inspire people. And you know, one day I like packed all my GRE book and everything on one bag and I threw it in the corner and I said, you know what? Just give me 1 year. I'm not going to like focus on two things because I'm not able to do either. So I just want to put my entire focus on this one thing. I want to create podcast. I want to talk to people. And you know, let me see. I mean, I want to experiment this for 1 year. And if you think that, you know, it's happening or if I'm getting something in return, then totally fine. If not, then I will do whatever you say for the rest of my life. So I wish it was that easy conversation with my dad. It was not that easy, but you know, I just got myself 1 year saying that, okay, just give me 1 year of my life and after that it's yours. So with a bit of a you know, verbal fight we had, he kind of said, okay, do whatever you want to do. And after 1 year, he still sometimes say you should have gone to the US, but I don't see that as a loss or I really can't think of anything else than, you know, that one bit where my dad still you know, think that I would have been in much better position if I was in the US. So yeah.
Finally, towards the end of the podcast today, what would be your key message to all the aspiring podcasters?
Start. Just start. I mean, a lot of, you know, take a lot of time thinking and evaluating. And, you know, as they say, you know, before, if you take longer to take that jump on a swimming pool, right, saying that, okay, let me see how deep it is. Okay, would I be able to even swim or not? So when that happens, you never take that plunge and you never jump because you are constantly evaluating. And, you know, what you are in essence doing is just putting a lot of fears on your head, right? So do I have a good voice? Would people want to, you know, listen to me? You know, I don't have a voice like that, RJ, or I don't have this. And you try and find all these excuses. And I love this. One of my, you know, podcast guests on the interview said, you know what, Bijay, the first thought that we have is usually the right thought. After that, the second, third, fourth thought is the thought that will essentially, in essence, those thoughts are the thought that will kill your first thought. So just to give you an example, the first thought, let's say you might have is, hey, I want to start a podcast, right? And if you just get into the action as soon as possible, then, you know, you are going to go and make it. But the second and third thought, I don't think it's technically easy. That's the second thought, which is going to kill your first thought, right? And the third thought is going to be, I don't think I have like a great voice though. That's the third thought that's going to again kill your first thought that you had, first idea that you had. And then the fourth one is, I don't think, you know, this is a really good platform for me or medium for me. That's again killing your first thought. So I think the idea is to just act on the first idea or the thoughts you have and just go ahead and start it. You don't need to be perfect. In any ways, there are not like a million of people waiting to listen to your podcast. You can, you know, afford to fail on the first few episodes. You can afford to make mistakes. Even if you don't have the best, you know, microphone or whatever, now technology makes it easier for you to do podcasts. So I think, don't think too much, just get into it. And once you get into it, I can promise you a lot of fun.
How do you make money from podcasts? I know you have been asked these questions so many times.
Every time, every single time. So my answer to this is, hey, if you are looking at making money, then there are better ways than doing a podcast, because I mean, it's just really hard to make money from the podcast. That's like the simplest answer. But you know, the way I look at monetization and podcasting is something that I mentioned even when you asked about the guest on the podcast, right? So, which is, if you build that trust to the guest and if you keep that communication open with your guest, what you are trying to do is you are, you know, constantly keeping that loop open. And I'm a huge believer of the collaborations that are possible with these guests, because the people that you interview on your podcast are, you know, way ahead of you. Maybe, you know, they might be 2 steps ahead of you. Some of them might be 10 steps ahead of you. And they are on your show because they want to help people. They want to reach out to more people. Once you get them on your show, and if, I mean, that network will open up a lot for you, right? So what we mean by that is you can collab. So I'll just give you an example, okay? So I interviewed this gentleman called Chetan Mahajan, and Chetan runs this beautiful place in the Himalayan called Himalayan Writing Retreat. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place near a place called Nainital in India. Beautiful place with a scenic view where people from across the world, from US and UK and all part of the world, come at his place for writing workshops and writing retreats. And I interviewed Chetan because he had really interesting story. I built that trust with Chetan, and I was thinking of doing something like that, a training like that in the Himalayas, taking people in the Himalayas and teach them podcasting. Now that I have built that trust to Chetan, and it was easier for me to you know, reach out to Chetan after my interview, building that trust. And I said, Chetan, you do this amazing, you know, retreats, writing retreats at your place. I think it would be interesting if we can pull together a podcasting retreat where, you know, I'll take people in the Himalayas for 3 days and, you know, teach them podcasting. And then he kind of liked that idea. And now he already trusts me. You know, the way he would say yes is, I mean, the likelihood that he would say yes is way higher than, you know, some random guy reaching out to him saying that, let's do a podcast retreat at your place, right? So that trust, it happens. And I do that all the time with a lot of my guests, where I reach out to them and I tell them, hey, you know what, thank you so much for being on the show. And then I keep that conversation going on and I figure out, hey, what is possibly I can collaborate with the guest. So when you do that, your influence and authority increases, because now you are associating your name with the guest that you have interviewed on a podcast, and that shoots up your credibility and your influence. So that's one, which is like a collaborate with people whom you interview on a podcast, like, it opens a massive doors. Like, I found the investor for Wine Studio, which is my company, because he was a guest of my podcast. He said, "Hey, what are you up to?" And I said, "I'm thinking of building this company. Where we are looking at working with the brands and create content and podcast and so on and so forth." He liked the idea, and he said, "Are you open for investment?" And that was like, I was not even looking for investment, or I had no freaking idea. It was just idea on my head, and here is somebody who is willing to put money on your idea. Why? Because the guy trusts you, because you have interviewed him and built that connection with you. Now he's an investor at my company, who seed funded the company that I run right now, right? So, I mean, now, you can say, "Oh, but that's still not the money that you made from podcast." Right. But I love, one of the podcasters in US, who is a friend of mine as well. He says, Deepak Sayaraman, he says, "You know what? It's not, you make, there are two ways to look at it, right? You make money from podcast, or you make money because of the podcast." So I'm more believer of making money because of podcast. So what do I mean by making money from podcast is like making money from advertisement, making money from, let's say, listeners' donations, or making money from, affiliate, or so on and so forth. But what do I mean by making money because of podcast, which means because you have a podcast, a lot of opportunities open up for you, and with which you can, you end up making a lot of money because a lot of these different ideas. Like one of those is collaboration with your guests. So another would be creating your own product and service, which you can sell to your listeners. That could be if your podcast is on, let's say for you guys, your podcast is on, how to adjust in, as a outsider in the US, right? So what are the things that you should navigate? So maybe that could be a training program, or that could be online course, or that could be a book, whatever that is. And you can, put it out there on your podcast saying that, "Hey guys, we have this course," or whatever. If you guys are interested, then that you can get. I don't intend to have advertiser on my podcast ever. So I would rather create my own product and service, and push it out to my listeners, because they will find more value than playing advertisement of Casper mattress.
You make Casper mattress angry now.
you give them a free publicity. Come on.
Anyway, it does.
No, anyways, the podcast listeners are listening to Casper mattress in every other podcast. I don't know if is that the case now, but yeah. now your ad of the Casper mattress. I'm just now thinking if Casper mattress were to sponsor at the end of the day, then you guys are like, "Guys, at the end of the day, you need to sleep, and here's the Casper mattress."
It's really soft mattress, you'll dream well.
Yeah.
Amidst this pandemic, you'll dream really good.
You guys should reach out to Casper mattress. You say,
right.
"Hey guys, when does people use Casper mattress?" And they would come back saying, "At the end of the day."
At the end of the day.
Very smart.
But thank you so much for all that you just shared, which is extremely helpful and very eye-opening, not just to the aspiring podcasters, but to everyone, to all the podcasters. Very practical, very, very helpful information.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really, enjoyed having this conversation, and I'm a huge admirer of the hustle that you guys are putting in, and I keep seeing your posts, and and I know how hard it is to put to the audio show, and you guys do video on top of that, and I can't imagine how much of that work is on top of the full-time job that you guys have.
Right.
So thank you for doing what you are doing, and it's incredible job that you guys are doing, and congratulations for all the accolades and rewards and the awards that you guys have been able to get for your own show. Keep up the great work, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. And to our audience, if this is the first time you ever heard of the Inspiring Talk, please make sure to subscribe and share the Inspiring Talk podcast.
And feel free to reach out to Bijay through his website.
Yes. Which is?
Yeah, it's theinspiringtalk.com or bijayspeaks.com. There are the two websites. So whichever, I think the most easiest way is to reach out to me on social media, @bijayspeaks.
Right. You heard it. Bijay really speaks.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. So on that note, it's time to wrap up. And please keep listening to our podcast. Please keep sharing the podcast. And if you want to take a look at the earlier episodes of the podcast, log on to www.podcastattheendoftheday.com.
And please make sure you subscribe our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, whichever platform you love.
Yes, take care. Stay safe, guys.
Hello, I'm Ian Hull from the U.S. Census Bureau. Beginning on March 12th, everyone in the country will be invited to respond to the 2020 census. You'll have the ability to respond to the census over the phone, online, or using a paper form. It is incredibly important that everyone is counted. Make sure you, your family members, and your neighbors are counted in this critical census. We only get one chance every 10 years to conduct the census. This is your chance to be counted.